Chapter 9. Inner Alchemy. That in the alchemical impulse that is revealed in the magical path of the rose and the cross, our consciousness can unravel the mystery of its own being, surpassing the alternation of light and shadow in order to enter the reality of a totally new life. The previous chapter dealt with the three aspects of the archetype of human consciousness, the superconscious, the unconscious, and the conscious, through the metaphor of the elements of nature, the sun, the earth, and the moon. Through this metaphor, we saw how the moon, with its alternation and cycles, represents the human soul in its continuous process of learning and transformation. The moon is the symbol of the interaction of the two elements that form our consciousness, light and shadow. The cycles of the moon, which alternate these two elements in their form and sequence, have a strong correlation with the inner alchemical work of consciousness itself. These two elements are also the classic pairs of all traditions, yin and yang for the peoples of the East, fire and water, as the basic elements of nature for the Greeks, Negredo and Albedo for the alchemists. From the interaction of these two elements, the four basic states of the manifestation of life in its infinite cycles arise. From light and shadow, from the alternation of heat and cold in nature, the four seasons arise: winter, spring, summer, and autumn. From yin and yang arise the four basic human types of classical Chinese medicine, the great yin and the great yang, from which arise the little yang and the little yin as their opposing principles in manifestation. In alchemy, from the interaction of the nigredo and the albedo, the following two alchemical phases arise, the citrinitas and the rubedo. In nature, through the interaction of fire and water, the four classical elements arise in their sequence in the zodiacal circle, fire, earth, air, and water. In the metaphor of the moon as a symbol of the human soul, the four phases of the lunar cycle, the four moons, appear: new, waxing, full, and waning. All these symbols and metaphors are interconnected, as it was the very inner logic of human consciousness that perceived them in nature. In reality, human consciousness, seeing itself, used nature as the great mirror of the unconscious so that it could reflect and know itself. For this reason, in the sequence and chain of these infinite natural cycles, it is possible to discover the inner workings of consciousness in its cycle of self-knowledge and learning, because the intuitive way in which consciousness perceives nature is also the way in which it itself works inwardly. In fact, the description of natural cycles is an inner narrative of consciousness itself at work. Therefore, the way we perceive a lunar cycle with its four moons, new, waxing, full, and waning, is directly related to the zodiacal sequence of the four elements, fire, earth, air, and water, as this sequence represents the secret of the inner alchemy of the soul with its four phases, nigredo, albedo, citrinitas, and rubedo. Here is a very important key: the way in which consciousness transforms into the new consciousness is described in a veiled way in this sequence. If we understand its operation in the visible elements reflected in the great mirror of nature, we also understand the operation of the inner invisible process of transformation of the soul. This understanding allows us to consciously cooperate for the transformation of the soul. It all starts with the new moon symbol. The new moon is associated with the element of fire and the alchemical phase of nigredo. In its orbit around the earth, the moon always shows us the same face, keeping the other hidden from our view. From this fact came the myths of the two moons, the visible moon and Lilith, the hidden moon. The hidden face of the moon has always represented the collective and individual unconscious. In the new moon phase, the moon is positioned between the sun and earth. In this position, the sun illuminates the hidden face of the moon, and the face that is visible from earth remains in darkness. Therefore, in the daytime sky, the new moon is invisible because the face we see is not illuminated by the sun. As a metaphor for the soul, the moon is at the closest point to the sun of the spirit and is bathed in the element of fire. But this fire of the spirit, which floods consciousness with its light, remains invisible to us. Though its light totally floods the soul, the spirit is still imperceptible to consciousness. Despite being touched by the light, flooded by the light of the fire of the spirit, the soul still remains in darkness, in the nigredo phase. This topic is of capital importance, as it reveals that the touch of the fire of the spirit occurs at all times in our consciousness. It takes place in the core of our consciousness that is closest to the fire of the spiritual sun in the monad at the core of our being. But this touch takes place in the hidden, invisible, and therefore inaccessible part of our consciousness. For this reason, the touch of the fire of the spirit, which one day awakened us to the spiritual quest, and which can also occur at each new cycle of any experience of our life, is at the same time so intense and so indefinable because it floods with its absolute light all of our unconscious, which is the invisible part of our being. The conscious part of our being is touched only indirectly by the fire of the spirit, and it perceives this touch in a disconcerting way because it does not illuminate any area of consciousness. It is just a power, a radiation, or in the language of the universal teachings, a fire, the invisible fire of the spirit. As Jan van Rijkenborg used to say, it is this invisible fire that generates great restlessness in us, a fundamental restlessness that forces us to react, a restlessness that does not come from any aspect of the conscious eye and cannot be explained by it, but springs from the depths of the unconscious. At this stage, the conscious does not yet perceive itself because no aspect of its visible face, its conscious face, is illuminated. And because it still does not realize itself, it is in the alchemical phase of nigredo. Even without understanding what is going on in it, the conscious mind reacts unconsciously, and touched by the fire of the spirit, it begins a transformation process because it can no longer act as before. It could no longer ignore the touch of a fire that awakened in it an extremely powerful force. For this reason, the alchemical cycle of consciousness must continue. Symbolically speaking, the phase associated with the crescent moon, the earth element, and the alchemical phase of albedo arises in consciousness. At the crescent moon, the visible face of the moon begins to be gradually illuminated by the sun's light, causing its brightness to slowly grow in strength and radiance. In the symbolic language of the soul, this means that the conscious, which corresponds to the visible face of the moon, begins to become aware of itself. This process occurs for all beings in their infinite spirals of development, but for the pupil who is on the alchemical path of the new soul consciousness, this phase has a very special meaning. It represents the gradual and increasing emergence of the faculty of self-awareness, of true self-knowledge. The visible face of consciousness, the one that perceives itself, is no longer totally in darkness as a new light begins to emerge in it. The light of the sun of the spirit begins to be reflected in that part of the consciousness which opened and turned to this light after being awakened by the touch of the fire of spirit in its hidden and unconscious face. Symbolically, this phase of soul consciousness is associated with the crescent moon and also with albedo, which is the emergence of an enlightened part of consciousness that begins to perceive what it has not seen in itself until then. And what does it see? It does not see light but darkness, the duality that still exists in it. It sees with increasing clarity the distinction between its small part of light and the great part that still remains in darkness. That is why this phase is linked to the earth element, as the newly awakened consciousness begins to see in itself all the conditioning, all the inconsistencies, all the heavy ballast that it carries and that determine its material reality, which until then it had not even noticed. The first phase is connected with the touch of the fire of the spirit, which connects with the consciousness and sets it in motion. The second phase, the phase of self-perception, is linked to a confrontation because when self-knowledge dawns in the consciousness, it needs to start a voluntary work of self-transformation. This work brings it a deep understanding of the real nature of light and shadow, and allows each experience of its life to be gradually illuminated and transformed by the new consciousness. When the pupils work intensely on themselves in this process, the light of the new consciousness expands, the albedo of the crescent moon, until it culminates in the third phase of the inner alchemical process of the soul. This third phase is symbolically represented by the full moon and is associated with the moment when the light of self-knowledge penetrates the depths of consciousness and illuminates its entire visible face. This inner illumination is also associated with the third phase of alchemy, Citrinitas, which represents the brightness of the gold of the spirit, which colors the mirror of consciousness. It is also associated with the third element of nature, air. We have all seen a beautiful full moon rising over the horizon. It comes up slow and powerful as the sun disappears into the west. When it emerges with its intense golden glow while the sun sets at the other end of the sky, it is as if the moon were a perfect mirror of the sun, reflecting it in itself. This third phase indicates that the breath of the spirit, the power of new understanding represented by the element of air, has completely filled the visible space of consciousness. The shadows have been integrated by the light, and in the new consciousness, there is no longer a separation between light and darkness. Duality and separation have disappeared, and in that consciousness reigns the golden glow of the gold of the spirit, which is fully reflected in it. Whether in the brief cycle of a single experience or over the course of a lifetime, the third phase of the soul's alchemical process gives the pupil a sense of wholeness and peace. In that state, which can last a second or a lifetime, the pain of separation disappears. Now reigns the peace of the unity of the spirit, where everything is one, where everything lives in unity. And so we find ourselves facing the fourth and final phase, symbolized by the waning moon. It is equivalent to the fourth alchemical phase, rubido, and also to the fourth element, water. It may seem contradictory to associate the waning moon with the last and highest phase of alchemy, but deeper reflection dispels this first impression. Sunlight always illuminates an entire face of the moon, just as it illuminates the earth and any other celestial body that gravitates around it. So the sun's light is not disappearing into a void during the waning moon, nor is it coming out of nowhere during the waxing moon. Light from the sun is just moving over the moving surface of the moon. The light of the albedo, which grew in consciousness, came from its hidden half. The light of the superconscious emerged from the depths of the unconscious, from the fire of the spirit that had touched and bound itself to the blood, and therefore to the pupil's unconscious. In the fourth and final phase of inner alchemy, the light of the spirit that illuminates the entire surface of the new consciousness will gradually sink into the unconscious, to the depths of the blood in the sanctuary of life, to transform and transmute the essence of each lived experience there. It is for this reason that the fourth phase of alchemy is called rubedo, the red gold of the spirit that united with the blood and consolidated in it a new state of being. This is also why the fourth phase of the process of transmutation of the soul is represented by the element of water, the pure and original substance indissolubly united with the fire of the spirit. Now the cycle of a life experience, or the cycle of an entire life, is complete. By going through the four phases of alchemical transmutation, transforming the four elements of their personality, and uniting the three aspects of their consciousness, the pupils on the path extract the quintessence of their experience as the jewel of their inner learning. So they open a new spiral of development for their soul. They reach the end of their learning cycle, symbolically at the end of the 12 lunar cycles of a solar year, which represent the 12 doors of the inner path of their soul in its pilgrimage in matter around the inner sun of the spirit. They will discover to their amazement that even in the seemingly repetitive cycle of a year, there is no repetition at all. Just as the 13 songs of the Pistis Sophia symbolize the path of the infinite spiral of learning of the new consciousness, in the same way, this infinite spiral is engraved in the great book of nature that here teaches us a lesson so simple but so grandiose. In a solar year, there are not only 12 moons, but 13. Yes, 12 full moon cycles and the beginning of a new cycle, a 13th one, just like the 13 cycles of soul consciousness. Therefore, even in what seems to be repetitive and predictable, There is no repetition at all. We never live in closed cycles, but always in open spirals, in constant evolution and transformation. It is in this eternal spiral of the universe that we live. In this eternal spiral, the sun, earth, and moon will never pass through the same point in space twice. In this eternal spiral, each experience is unique. Our life is unique in the only power that moves the universe, the power of the harmony of the spheres, the power of the spirit that guides the Pistis Sophia, the new consciousness, through its 13 songs of praise to the supreme goal. Break your bonds, enter the light. Take the veil away from your sight. Pass through the portals now in this hour. Take there the torch from the holy fire. Go forth from your houses, leave them behind. Accept your calling, take up your cross, call to the people who wearily go, who weep as they walk their sorrowful road. Rise up from your dreams, be watchful, awake, become a true worker, take up your task.
Arise now in goodness, fight for the truth,
and with all the heroes, seek justice.